Take your Bibles, please, and go with me tonight to Psalm number 72. Psalm 72. Psalm 72. And verse number 18, please. Psalm 72 and verse 18. The Bible says, "Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. Blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory." Amen and amen. I want to look at this thought tonight. God is good all the time. God is good all the time. If there's one question that I hear perhaps more than any other as I'm visiting with folks and counseling folks and endeavoring to minister to them, the question that I probably hear most often is this: if God is good, why? If God is good, then why? Why do we have wars? Why, if God is good, does he allow national disasters? If God is good, why do children die? If God is good, why are these national tragedies taking place? If God is good, why is there so much hatred and strife and envy and murder? If God is good, then why is there so much political upheaval? If God is good, why? And the best answer I have to that question is this: we don't know. We don't know all the answers to those questions. In fact, there are times when I get alone with the Lord and ask him those questions myself. If God, I believe you're good. I know you're good. You're not just good, you're so good. Lord, help me understand why bad things happen. Help me understand why people who love you and walk with you get sick and die. Where people who have no regard for the things of God, why do they prosper? God, if you can help me to understand why so many churches and ministries are suffering for lack of leadership. God, if you're able to let me know this side of heaven, why do children come from broken homes? Why do they get sick? Why do they die? Why are they murdered in the womb? Why, God? Would you help me understand? Lord, I love you. I trust you. I'm going to serve you with the rest of my life. But I want to have answers to give to people who come to me with broken hearts. And ask why. We do know that the Lord's ways are higher than our ways. Isaiah said in chapter 55 and verse 8, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord." Our knowledge is limited, but God's knowledge is unlimited. Verse 9 of Isaiah 55, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." We may not know everything about God, but we do know that God is good. We know that God is good. So I want to answer this question tonight. How do we know that God is good? How can we tell someone who comes to us with a grieving, broken heart, says, why do you say God is good when this has happened to me? Why do you say God is good when there's so much going on in the world today? Let me just share with you some thoughts. Number one, we know that God is good because of who He is. We know that God is good because of who He is. We know that His greatest attribute is His holiness. God is holy. In the familiar chapter of Isaiah 6, we read these words in the opening verses. "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims, with one, and each one had six wings. With twain or two He covered His face, with twain He covered His feet, and with twain He did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of Him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a big live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, Lord, send me. Here am I, send me. God is holy. Isaiah had a vision of God's holiness, His greatest attributes. The creatures of heaven cry about a thrice holy God. Revelation chapter 5, John confirmed Isaiah's vision of God's holiness. He said in Revelation chapter 5, I saw in the right hand of Him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? No man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of Him that sat upon the throne. When he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are prayers of the saints. They sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for Thou wast slain, hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever." The four beasts said, "Amen." The 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. Revelation chapter 5, verses 1 through 14. Can I remind you this evening that God is holy, and we know that because holiness and evil cannot coexist. And so, since God is holy, he's good. God is good all the time. He's good because of who he is. He's holy. And I wrote this down. We know that God is good because of what he's done. We know that God is good all the time because of what he has done. All we need do is look out our window at the creation, and we know that God is good. God confirmed the goodness of creation. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 10, God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he sea, and God saw that it was good. In verse 12 of Genesis 1, and the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. Verse 18, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness, and God saw that it was good. Verse 21, and God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind, and God saw that it was good. Verse 25, and God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and God saw that it was good. Even the heavens declare the goodness of God. Psalm 19:1, Hashemayim Mesaparim, Kavod El Umekaseh Yadav Ma'iz Harakiach. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth forth his handiwork. That's all I remember from Hebrew class. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth forth his handiwork. The heavens declare that God is good. The goodness of God is revealed in what he has done in his creation, but also in his redemption. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Paul goes on to say, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of man, of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto mercy. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. He loves us. He's provided for our salvation. Sinners can be saved because of the love of God. God is good all the time because of who He is. He's holy. God is good all of the time because of what He has done. He's wrought redemption upon us. But then this, we know that God is good because of what He is doing. We know that God is good because of what He is doing. He is doing wondrous things, our text says in verse 18. Blessed is the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. He's saving all who come to Him by faith. Romans 5:1. Therefore, being justified by faith, as we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, whosoever will may come. Aren't you glad tonight that God is no respecter of persons? Aren't you glad tonight that we don't have to meet a certain set of standards before He'll save us? Aren't you glad tonight that He doesn't put us on probation and says if you prove yourself worthy, you can be saved? Because the fact is, none of us, not one of us, is worthy of salvation. But He loves us, and He saved us. He saved whosoever will come. All who will receive Him have been received. John 6:37, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John 1:12. What's he doing? He's saving those who come to him by faith. He's receiving those who receive him. He's causing all things to work together for good to them that love him. Notice I said in the scripture says that he makes all things to work together for good. To them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, Romans 8:28. God has a plan and he's working his plan in our lives. Is it always pleasant? No, it's not. Puts me in mind of the sculptor who takes a block of stone and makes something beautiful out of it. But what does he have to do to make that beautiful creation, that beautiful sculpture? He has to chip away at all the rough edges. Heard about a man, a very famous sculptor who was known for sculpting animal heads, horse heads and lion heads and those types of things. Somebody asked him one day, they said, "Sir, how do you do it?" He said, I see no picture for you to follow, I see no image, no model for you to copy. How do you make such beautiful, perfect likenesses? He said, well, for example, when I'm making a horse, I take a horse's head, I take the block of stone, and I chip away everything that doesn't look like a horse. When I'm making a lion's head, I take that block of stone and I chip away everything that doesn't look like a lion. And that's what God is doing in your life, friends, and mine. Sometimes he has to chip away at things that don't look like him. Things that don't bear his image, some rough edges. And it's painful. It's painful at times. But what is God doing? God is working all things to his good, to make us like him. Verse 29 of Romans 8 says this, for whom he did know, foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed unto the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. We sometimes weep and mourn over our nation and over the world today. We understand that God is moving nations into their prophesied places to fulfill prophecy. And sometimes that's not pleasant. Matthew 24, verses 4 through 7. Jesus answered unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. Oh, we grieve over those affected by storms and hurricanes on the East Coast. I have a good friend. In fact, Brother Harrison has been here. By the way, he went to the doctor a couple days ago, got a clean bill of health. No cancer. No cancer. So he made a post on Facebook, says, who wants me to come preach for him? I said, I do. So Lord willing, we'll have him. But his son got saved about 8 years ago from a life of drugs and all kinds of wickedness. His wife was a dancing girl and made her living that way. He got saved. God called him to preach. Now he's held 10 revivals and 10 crusades all across America, going to Washington, D.C., I think next week or in a couple weeks, had their tent set up in Tennessee, and a storm came through yesterday, and within a matter of seconds, the tent was destroyed. And this was the second tent they had. The first one was destroyed just 2 years ago by a storm. God gave them another tent. They've had it. He said they've had the tent for 23 months, and it's been in the air for 13 of those 23 months. Of course, they normally don't have tent crusades in the winter months, the colder months, but just destroyed. Getting ready to take it to Washington, D.C. to set it up. And of course, it's devastating. People asked him, what are you going to do? He said, I'm going to Washington, D.C. If I have to stand on the grass with a megaphone and preach, I'll do it. So pray for Brother Harrison. D.R. Harrison is his name. D.R. We know that when God does those things, he's still good. When God doesn't hold back the storm and the wind, the rain, he's still good. They were able to salvage some things. The stage, the trusses. But still just over $100,000 worth of damage. And no insurance on the tent itself. Because they have the tent in one place for just a short time, and to insure it for that short time would be just astronomical. So they have insurance on the actual events, the Crusades, but they didn't have insurance on the tent. So they'll have to replace that, about $100,000 or so. But God provided last time, and He'll provide again, I know. But God is still God. Heard about a church just a few years ago that was destroyed by a tornado. God is still God. Just over a month ago, Chloe Rochester went home to be with Jesus. But God is still good. You have loved ones who knew the Lord. I've had loved ones who knew the Lord now in heaven. But God is still good. I've had disappointments. We've had family disappointments, personal disappointments, ministry disappointments, but God is still good. All the time. We know that God is good. Because of who He is. Because of what He's done. And because of what He is doing. Everything God does is wonderful. He wants to do wonderful things in your life and in mine. But will you trust Him? Will you trust Him that when things don't go as planned, that He's still good? Will you trust Him that when a loved one goes to heaven or gets some terminal disease, cancer or kidney disease or heart disease, God's still good? Will you trust that no matter what the doctor says, no matter what report he gives you, God is still good? Will you trust Him that when your whole world falls apart, that He's still good? Because of who He is, because of what He's done, because of what He is doing. God's good all the time. May God help us to remember. That's one of those things that, as we say, preaches easy and lives hard. I know that. I've spent time on my knees weeping over things that have happened. But God reminded me in those times that He's still good. I weep for friends and family, for co-workers, for ministry partners. But God is good. He's good. He's so good to me. Well, let's bow for prayer. Thank You, Lord, that You're good. You're good because You're God. You're good because of what You've done in our lives, and You're good because of what You are doing in and through for us. And You work out all things. They work together for good. If we love You, to those that love You, thank You for that. And I want to thank You for the many victories, the many blessings that You've given, or the blessings far outweigh the burdens. The hallelujahs far outweigh the heartaches. And we thank You for that. Dismiss us now with Your love. Bring us back on the Lord's day, once again expecting a blessing. And we'll thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you on Sunday.